Oh, here we go. It's time for your favorite podcast. Yes, that's right. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled, Let's Get Closer. And I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Let's take notes. Let's lock in. See you in a minute. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to another 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you to all of you who continuously support this show. Be perfectly honest, the last 2 weeks have been absolutely humbling, absolutely amazing, absolutely inspiring as we celebrated 1 year of the 2-2 Podcast, 4,000 total plays of the 2-2 Podcast, and 100 episodes. I can't say enough about how grateful and honored and humbled I am to have an opportunity to do this show each and every week for the past year and two weeks. I don't take this for granted, will not take this for granted, even as we move into some more expansive ways to bring this message and to bring this podcast. But again, as I always say, I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got. And so again, thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be. Before we get rolling into today's talk, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I'm so grateful that you chose to listen to today's episode. I'm so grateful that you chose this podcast today. We're about three things here on the 2-2 Podcast: being authentic, transparent, and informal. And within each and every message, that is what I strive to be. Because here on the 2-2 Podcast, we want to heal together. We want to grow together. We want to be inspired. We want to be encouraged. We want to be the very best we can be and be exactly who we have been designed and created to be. And so I hope that within any message, whether it's today's message, whether it's an archive message, or whether it's a message in the future, I pray that I say something that speaks to your situation, that speaks to your storm, that speaks to gives you confirmation, that gives you hope, that gives you solace in certain times. So with that being said, let's get rolling, y'all. So as you know, if you've been listening, we have been doing a series entitled Let's Get Closer. It's been a series on intimacy. And before we get into it, I want to thank you for listening to the very first the first two episodes of the series, including the very first episode, Let's Get Closer, where we set the foundation for what we'll be talking about for the next few weeks, as well as Thursday's episode, Don't Deny What You Feel, about emotional intimacy. And so to add on to last Thursday's episode, we're going to talk about something that with emotional intimacy, they work hand in hand with emotional intimacy. And today we're talking about intellectual intimacy. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. Has anybody ever had an issue with getting to know somebody? Has anybody had issues with people getting to know you? If I could be transparent, and of course, like I just said, we're about being authentic, transparent, and informal here on the 2-2 Podcast. So let's allow for a moment of transparency. For so long, I dealt with intellectual intimacy issues. I dealt with not wanting people to get to know who I was, who I authentically wasn't. I didn't want anybody to authentically know what I was about, what I was trying to accomplish, who I truly was. And so for so many, in so many cases, I would portray myself as somebody that I was not in order to be in the good graces or to impress somebody. That, and so many, oftentimes I would either get found out, or they would find out that I'm not who I portrayed myself to be, or who I told them I would, that I told them out that I was. And so there was a period and point in my life where I said, this is having an adverse effect on my dreams and my goals and who I am, have been designed and created to be, and who God has authentically made me to be. And that I shouldn't be ashamed of the scar, about the scars that I have. And I shouldn't be ashamed to tell about the storms that I've been through, and about my testimony, because for those that you tell that will understand a storm, they won't react in an adverse way. They will celebrate your recovery. They will celebrate that you made it out of the storm, made it out of the storm quite all right, without a scratch. You've made it through a situation without losing your mind, without losing your sense of hope and your sense of accountability, your sense of dream of being a dreamer, a doer. You haven't lost that sense. You've made it through a storm. But so many times in our lives, we find ourselves surrounded by people who can't handle our testimony. I'm getting ready to get rolling. I'm about to drop this off where you live and keep on pushing, and say, I bid you a good day. May the Lord bless you real good. But have you ever been surrounded? Show of hands. I know you can't see me, but for research purposes, just raise your hand. Have you ever been surrounded by people who you tell your story, or you tell them your dream, and they react in an adverse way, to the point that the next person you got around, you didn't show them, you didn't tell them, or give them the authentic pieces about the authentic portions about you and your life. And so you would add, or you would subtract some things in order to be in the good graces of somebody, in order for you to not get the negative adverse reactions from people. Have you ever had to take you away from your story in order to get to know somebody? I know there are so many times in my life where I've taken me out of my own story, and I want to let somebody know who's getting to know somebody. Don't allow yourself to take you out of your own story or out of your own testimony in order to get close to somebody, because there are some people that can't handle who you are. And you have to accept that people can't handle who you are and what you've been through and what you want to accomplish in your life, that because they haven't been able to handle who they are themselves. I'm sitting here talking to somebody. I'm sitting here and I want to talk to somebody who's a dreamer, and they've been told by somebody that they were getting close to, that it was unrealistic. I've been in that place where I've had friends and family members tell me that my dreams are unrealistic. And my response to them was, if it's so unrealistic, how's it unrealistic if you haven't even done it yourself? It's only unrealistic to those who have never accomplished what you want to accomplish. It's only unrealistic to those who have quit. It's only unrealistic to those who have held on to every negative thing that has been said and every negative action that has been placed upon them. It's only unrealistic to those who have been and still remain in the within the gravitational pull of the negative words spoken on their dreams and goals. I'm here to speak to somebody right now and let them know to stop allowing people to reign on your dreams and your goals. And stop being, and I want to speak to somebody and let them know to stop being connected to people whose only goal in life is to make sure that you never accomplish what you are meant and designed to accomplish. I'm here to let somebody know that everybody should not have an intellectual relationship with you. You should not be intellectually intimate with everybody, because the level of intellectual intimacy, because intellectual intimacy is vital. And like I said at the beginning of this talk, that intellectual and emotional intimacy work hand in hand. They work side by side. They're like a Reese's peanut butter cup. They're like peanut butter and jelly. And let me show you how they connect with one another. Let me show you and tell you how they connect with one another. Here's the deal. Here's some things. Here's some keys to intellectual intimacy. It's about getting to know one another. It's about sharing ideas, and it's about expressing thoughts. And how do they connect with emotional intimacy? Because when you are, and let's just write these down again. Emotional, write this down as a chart. So writing intellectual, and on one side, draw a line in between, and write emotional on the other. And write these down again, and I'll go through them again. Intellectual intimacy involves getting to know one another. That's point one. So one, getting to know one another. Two, sharing ideas. And three, expressing thoughts. So if you wrote those down, getting to know one another, sharing thoughts and expressing, sharing ideas and expressing thoughts. How do they connect with emotional intimacy? Well, write these down. If you haven't written these down before, if you listened to last week's episode, just write them down again. It's about being vulnerable. Feeling safe, letting your wall down, feeling accepted and feeling understood. And how do these connect? Because in order to get to know one another, you must be willing to be vulnerable. You must be willing to feel safe. You must be willing to have safe, and sometimes being comfortable having those uncomfortable conversations, being safe, being willing to feel safe with telling your testimony, because or telling what you're going, telling the storms that you're going through, because you know that they will keep it safe, that they will do the necessary things to make sure that you are healing, and they're holding you accountable, and they are helping you along the way, and that one adverse thing that is said about what you're going through, that you are protecting their peace, helping them protect their peace and protect their joy. Because of this world, it's not about protecting people's peace. It's about exposing somebody's story. You can't tell, and you can't tell everybody what's going on in your life, and you can't tell everybody what you're trying to accomplish in your life, because not everybody knows how to protect the dreamer or protect the peace, or protect the healing that you have strived for in your life. See, in this season, you have to be willing to guard your heart and guard your mind. You have to be willing to guard your words. You have to be willing to guard what you see. You have to be willing to watch what you say to people. Because everybody can't handle you. They can't handle the real you. And again, let me reiterate to somebody. Don't allow yourself to take you out of your own story. in your own testimony. See, once again, these things work together, intellectual and emotional. You got to be willing to feel safe and be vulnerable and feel safe. And not only that, let your walls down and feel accepted and understood in order to get to know somebody. But also, you must be willing to feel safe to share ideas. No matter how long it'll take, no matter how lofty it seems, you must be willing to listen, and you must be willing to feel safe to share ideas. And other people should feel safe around you to share their ideas and their hopes and their dreams. I got people around me who know the deepest levels of the dreams that I have. I know people who know the deepest levels of the goals that I want to accomplish. I have people around me who know the deepest levels of the pain and the trauma that I've gone through in my own life. And that's because I trust them, because I know for a fact that they will do the necessary things to hold me accountable, to make sure that I am healing and make sure that I'm doing the necessary things to renew my mind, not to be conformed to the patterns and the patterns of clout chasers, the patterns of people who only want to be connected just to gain something in the end. I'm not trying to be connected to people whose only reason and rationale to hear my story and to be connected is that they will get something in the end. I don't want to be connected to that in this season. No, you should not be wanting. You should not want to be connected to people whose only goal in mind is to take and take and take from you intellectually, and to take from you emotionally, and not use it for good. Not to protect. To protect. I don't want to be connected to people who are intellectually and emotionally damaging. I don't want to be connected to that. Has anybody ever been connected to somebody who is emotionally and intellectually damaging? I know I have. And it's hard to feel safe around people who are intellectually damaging. They'll tell you that it's unrealistic. They'll tell you that it's crazy. But I'm often reminded of a campaign Nike did recently. They said, and the tagline was, "It only sounds crazy until you do it." It sounds crazy to others until you actually do it. And then when you start to do it, then people don't think you'll accomplish it. I know I'm jumping back and forth, but I want you to understand that people play mind games with you. They make you feel that they believe what, but in hindsight, they're not doing the necessary. They're not exhibiting the actions of a person that believes in you. I want somebody to understand that when you are intellectually at one accord, mind games shouldn't happen. There's a song, it's an old rock song that says, "Head games, I can't take any more head games." I'm surrounded by people who play head games, and I don't feel safe around people because they play head games. They play They play emotional. They play intellectual chess with my story. They play intellectual chess with my emotions. They play intellectual chess with my mind. They mess with my mind. And I'm getting tired of being around people who mess with my mind. And I'm asking the Lord, why do I connect myself with people who mess with my mind? And I just want to let you know that you've let your walls down and you've been vulnerable around people who have not learned to be vulnerable themselves. Are you being vulnerable around a person who can't be vulnerable themselves? Talk to me, somebody. Have you ever been vulnerable around people who have taken the time to be more damaging than accepting, to be more painful than prayerful? They'd rather pray on you than pray for you. They'd rather extort you and take from you and say that if you tell them no, they're going to let it all hang out. They're going to tell everything about what you've been going through and the storms that you've been through. They're going to tell everything. Intellectual. Head games. Intellectual head games are a painful and dangerous thing. And you should not be willing. You should not be willing to be connected to people who play intellectual head games. See, it's about sharing ideas. It's about getting to want to know one another. It's about expressing thoughts. And with expressing thoughts, you want to feel that you're accepted and understood. And sharing ideas, you want to feel accepted and understood. Have you ever shared an idea and they pushed it off to the side? I know I've been in meetings where I shared an idea and it was never even considered. It was never even considered as something that should be done or would be done or could be done. And so many times, I don't share ideas out of fear of rejection. You've heard me talk about rejection issues on this show. Rejection issues where you share an idea, you express a thought, and it gets knocked down. And it's not that it's not a good idea. Let me reiterate that. It's not that it's not a good idea. I personally believe that in a lot of cases, it's either one or two things. It's either that it's not the right idea at the time, or better yet, you're surrounded by people who don't think outside the box, who don't want you to outthink them, who don't want you to think of a great idea, think of an idea greater than theirs. They don't ever want you to do that. They only want you to think at a level, be at a level of intelligence that is way lower than theirs. And so oftentimes you find yourself, I know you're sitting here thinking, man, he's speaking to me right now. Have you ever been around a person who doesn't want you to be on an intelligence level that's equal or greater than theirs? And so the minute you give an idea, they shoot it down. I've been in that place where ideas and dreams have been shot down by people who didn't think of it themselves. And so the idea of somebody who's not getting paid or not at the not doesn't have the experience that they have or have the has well, doesn't have the experience that they have. The idea of them thinking on a level high, thinking of an idea that is greater than theirs, is absolutely taboo. It's a horrifying, it's a horror story for them. But I've understood one thing, that some people can't handle your level of your level of thinking, and not every and everybody can't handle your ideas. Not everybody can handle your creativity. And we're not talking about people that are lower, as far as that are a low at a lower level of intelligence or a lower level of creativity than you. We're talking about those people who are either at the same level or are at a greater level than you. Is there anybody on this show who has held ideas, who have put ideas on their shelf to collect dust? All because you're scared to share an idea with somebody out of fear that it's going to get shot down or it's going to be used and you won't get credit for the idea. Is there anybody surrounded by somebody right now? And don't you dare look at them when I'm saying this, because I don't need emails. Talk about you said such and such, they look right over at me. Yeah, this is for you. Yeah, they talking about you right. No, we don't need that. We don't do that here. But is there anybody, as I'm speaking right now, that is connected to somebody that you're afraid to tell idea, give ideas and express thoughts out of fear that they're going to shoot it down or they're going to say something negative? I'm wondering right now, what will it take for you to get out of that place where you are sharing ideas with idealists, with people that who lack a level of creativity, who lack a level of thinking? I'm wondering what it would take to get away from the gravitational pull and release yourself from the gravitational pull of expressing thoughts and opinions to people who only think on one level, that would rather be pessimistic than optimistic. I wonder what it would take to say, as one of my favorite songs says, whatever it takes to make it, I'm going all the way. If I gotta get away from negative, from people who think in a negative and adverse way, I'm going all the way. I'm gonna be exactly what I've been designed to be. What will it take to say whatever it takes to make it, to achieve the goals that I have been designed to achieve, and I've been created to achieve? I'm going all the way because my faith is the key that will unlock the door to my dreams. I have to sit here and tell somebody what I have to ask you again. What will it take to release yourself from people who would rather be pessimistic in a season where optimism, accountability, and work and consistency? And I know that wasn't in order. To get away from people who would rather be pessimistic, but should be optimistic, and they won't, because the idea of being optimistic, it's scary because of their past. We have a responsibility not to live in our past, but to get away from, to heal from the past traumatic situations in our lives, from the intellectual mind games that people play. We have a responsibility to remove ourselves from those situations. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what you have to release. I don't care what you, who you have to get away from. I don't care what connections you have to get away from. I don't care what relationships you have to break free from. I don't care what you have to go away from. You have a responsibility to raise the level of your thinking. You have a responsibility if you are in a relationship to consistently hold each other accountable, to raise the level of your intellect and your intellectual intimacy. You have a responsibility within your circle of friends to make sure that you are raising the level and raising the standard of your thinking in this season. There's a buy-in process. And the buy-in is this, that we are going to elevate our thinking. And we're going to elevate our ideas. We're going to elevate our mindset. We're going to elevate our dream. This is about elevation in this season. Talk to me, somebody. How many show of hands are willing to elevate in this season your intellectual intimacy? Elevate your intellect. Period. This is a season to raise the level of your vision. One of my favorite pastors, he said something that's very, very true, and I hold on to this each and every day. It's a quote that I hold on to each and every day. That there's no such thing as rented vision. The people around you can no longer rent vision. You must be willing to buy in. What are you willing? What are you buying into in this season? What are you willing to buy into this season? This season is about intellectual intimacy and the elevation of it. What are you doing? Are you sharing ideas? Are you doing getting to know you exercises? Are you doing the necessary things to make sure that you and your friendship, your closest friendships, and you and your significant other are raising the level of your intimacy, of your emotional and intellectual intimacy? So I encourage you as you go into your midweek to look at the relationships that you, the relationships that you have. Look at your friendships. Look at the relationships. Look at those things in your past that caused you a deal of pain, a deal of trauma that caused you to be fearful to even share an idea and thought, a thought, a dream, a goal. I encourage you to raise the level of your intellectual intimacy. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget, the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.